a lot of parents who oppose the Trump candidacy are still trying to figure out how to explain what happened to their kids. WABE's Kate Sweeney reports.
Jessica Shepherd interrupts our conversation to pull a pan of brownies from the oven of her West End home.
You have to eat your feelings with something that tastes good, right? So,
Shepherd vocally supported Hillary Clinton's campaign, and now she's struggling with how to talk with her four children about the election results.
I don't want to diminish the office of the president and not talk about it with my children, but I'm not going to talk to them about this man's character. I don't know what to do. I honestly don't know what to do.
Half of the phone calls that I've been receiving in the last, 4 hours have been from parents saying their anxiety is spilling over to their kids. This huge sense of uncertainty.
This is psychologist Joy Beckwith. She says when parents are feeling anxious over anything, not just if their candidate of choice didn't win an election, the natural instinct is to protect our kids. We might want to tell them everything's going to be okay.
I think that is absolutely not the way we necessarily want to go.
Instead, Beckwith tells parents to be straightforward, but not gloomy.
And you say, we're uncertain what will happen, however, we will protect you. I think we speak about our democratic system and tell them how one person doesn't make all of the decisions.
Beckwith and other child psychologists also suggest choosing community service projects to do as a family to show kids that they can make a difference. Psychologists also remind parents that you can't care well for others if you yourself are feeling overstressed. And things like spending time with friends and, yes, even turning off the news every now and then can help. Kate Sweeney, WABE News.